find the trigger and avoid it.
Right.
So, for example, you are going to walking to your work next to pastry mm-hmm. shop every day, and you every day stop for a donut. Just change your route. Mm. There is no shop on your way. There is no trigger. You won't buy a donut. Voila, done. I forgot about one method to remedy bad habits. It just saturates yourself with good habits. Then you don't have time and mental space to do the bad habits because you are occupied with whatever you are striving for. That's why also the morning ritual is so powerful. You are waking up every day. So for me, it's like I go to the bathroom, and then I do a series of push-ups, some other exercises. I gulp 2-3 glasses of water. I stretch while listening to a podcast. And the secret to success is consistency always. Come on. Because mm-hmm. this right. is how you build skills. Wait, and why is that the key to success? Because we are wired for that.
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Visit our website activeaction.fm for more information and to explore all episodes. Don't forget to check our merchandise for exciting goodies at activeaction.shop. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Active Action Podcast. Thank you so much for keep listening to our podcast on a regular basis and providing us with your valuable feedback. It really helps us to grow. Just before delving into today's episode, wanted to let you guys know that we did start the Premium Supporters Program. So if you become a premium supporter of the Active Action Podcast, you'll get access to premium contents and exclusive perks, contents like strategy guides and articles on personal and professional development, health, business, and financial growth prepared by our consultants. To become a supporter, please visit www.activeaction.fm/support. Apart from that, we have also launched our Active Action Podcast merchandise. So we are selling quality clothing lines and other goodies. So if you do want to check those out and support our podcast as well, you can do that by visiting www.activeaction.shop. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. So today we are going to talk about habits, and we have a very special and knowledgeable guest with us. I'll introduce to you Michael, nicknamed Mr. Consistency. Michael is a best-selling author in the personal development field and a business coach. He is obsessed with changing the world through daily habits, starting with his own habits and his world. Michael preaches and practices consistent daily action. He believes this is the means to achieve success in any area of life, from parenting to business. So as dear listeners, we'll be talking about habits this morning with Michael, best-selling author in the personal development field and a business coach. So I'm very excited to share his words of wisdom with you wonderful audiences. So without further ado, dear Michael, thank you so much for joining again in this podcast this morning. Would you like to introduce yourself with our audiences?
Thank you for having me. That's an honor always to be in front of someone else's audience. Best-selling author. I sold about 100,000 copies of my books. I have a book advertising business, which is at the moment my main source of income.
Thank you so much, Michael. I'm really excited to know about your book as well. Can I ask, because we are talking about habits today, dear Michael, what are the most popular habit myths nowadays?
The ones about how long it takes to develop a habit. Because there are, you know, legends around, okay, it's 30 days, it's 21 days, it's 90 days, and it's none of it and all of it. There is only a single research and methodology. So, but they conclude that it takes from 18 to 254 days. And 66 days was the average. So it's not about how long. It's about consistency. It's about sustainability. Because how we create the habit in our brains, we repeat, repeat, repeat consistently. So if you one morning do your habit, the second no, the other do, well, maybe you will develop a habit that every second day you are doing it. And also it's so much easier actually to do something daily, regularly, like there is right. There are no exceptions. Then you're, because our brains are good at recognizing patterns. Mm-hmm. So the brain see the pattern. Okay, this time, this place, we are doing this. Okay, we can code that.
Thank you for explaining that. We do have habits like that are good and that are bad. And sometimes habits like become a part of our daily life, even if we want to like get rid of them, it's very difficult to overcome that. And I'm talking specifically about bad habits, you know. So can I ask you, what do you think are some of the ways to break bad habits, and which is the best?
So again, like this is very human thing. So there are many correct responses to that question. But because there are some people who decide, okay, I will stop smoking today and that's it. Okay, that's not kind of, well, easy transferable to others yet, how to implement it in your own life, especially if you decide, okay, I will quit, and then you don't,
right.
And you feel like a failure, and there's emotional trauma, and so on. That's one thing, but actually to break a bad habit. A habit is a neural loop in our brain. So lobotomy is the only option in reality. You need to get rid of those connections in your brain. But that's, of course, not a reliable method. So the other way is to reprogram this loop in your brain. So habit loop looks like that. There is a trigger, then action. Then the endpoint of the habit, for example, I stop at the train platform waiting for a train, I meditate. And when the train arrives, that's the endpoint of my habit. I end meditation. This is the loop. And in order to reprogram what you have in your head, keep the same trigger and you change the action. So that's why it works for smokers to chew the gum, because the trigger is the same. I feel uneasy. I need to do something with my hands. I need to feel something in my mouth. The action is totally different. Yeah, you are chewing a gum. And that way, when you overwrite this program enough times, it will be your new default. But this is a very arduous process, and I recommend it only for like serious, serious problems like drug addiction, alcoholism, and so on, because it takes a lot of effort, and really, it's worth it really to invest so much mental energy into something like this. So the shortcut, that's, I would say, is the best. The shortcut is to find the trigger and avoid it.
Right.
So, for example, you are going to walking to your work next to pastry shop every day, and you every day stop for a donut. Just change your route. There is no shop on your way. There is no trigger. You won't buy a donut. Voila, done. That's how I, for example, quit on playing computer games. My actual trigger was just this mix of boredom, existential void. I just wanted to escape from my life. So when I started to have a purpose in my life, that stopped to be necessary for me, and I stopped playing.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing those very helpful tips and words of wisdom, Michael. And I know many people, they really find it difficult to break through their habits, and even for smokers to trying to quit for many years, but they aren't able to. So I really like how you mentioned to avoid the trigger point. I am confident that the listeners will feel that as helpful. I wanted to ask you again, you being like professional development coach, and you know a lot about business. Business is actually life and they're interconnected. So many people do want to like change their lives, change from their existence from where they are to having a better purposeful life. So can you let me know what are the life changing factors?
Also, that was conclusion of BJ Fogg from Stanford University, that there are only three life-changing factors. Actually, I think there are four. First is enlightenment. Okay, so you just got struck with the light from the sky and you change your life. Yes, it happens. Yeah, there are such records in human history, but not often. And you cannot count on it. You cannot engineer an enlightenment. I had once a coaching client who tried to engineer enlightenment with, hallucinogen mushrooms. And so some people get this like different spiritual experience when they take them, but for him, it didn't work. It cannot engineer. You can maybe create an environment which supports it, but not really engineer it. Second way to change your life is change a job, change a school, change a city, change a country. You can change your life because you are in a totally different set of circumstances, and especially if you do it on purpose. So I want to be more fit and healthy, so I will attend some classes, I will hang out with people who play basketball every evening or whatever, and that way you will change because you put yourself in a new environment, so it's a new set of rules. You lose some triggers. Like if you move from one country to another, you lose plenty of triggers in your life, so your habits can change. And actually, the most reliable way is to change your habits. Because, yes, we can change our habits. We can break or quit our bad habits. We can develop new habits. Actually, I'm finding developing new habits much, much easier than trying to break a bad habit. And I forgot about one method to remedy bad habits. It's just saturate yourself with good habits. Then you don't have time and mental space to do the bad habits because you are occupied with whatever you are striving for.
Right.
So why habits are the most reliable? Because we can actually change it. We can make a strategy, follow it. If we fail, we can amend it, and so on. Like, it's doable. Mm-hmm. And the fourth way, which PJ Fogg kind of admitted once on a podcast, is that he underestimated the influence of other people's on you. And so it's just enough. That's the shortcut for everything in life. Put yourself, like, spend more time with people you want to be like, and you will, by osmosis, you will get their habits, you will get their level, and so on. That's how kids are learning life. They observe and they mimic. So we do it subconsciously. It happens. You need to actually consciously counteract to not change according to your new social environment. So that's why I mentioned, if you want to be healthy, come on, change some class. There are plenty health nuts there and you will become one of them.
Wonderfully explained, Michael. And when we are talking about life-changing factors, we are talking about building reliable and good habits by someone. We know building habits takes time and takes consistency, as patience, consistent set of practices. Can I ask you, for the benefit of our audiences, how can someone build reliable and good habits?
So it's good to start with the knowledge about habits, this basic knowledge, how habit looks like, trigger, action, endpoint, because then you can design it, or rather try to design, because your first idea doesn't have to be right. You will try and decide, no, I cannot go to the gym. It's just too much hassle, long commute, and then I need to change my clothes. No, I will work out at home and it works. She needs to go to the gym. It's an effort for her to work out alone. For me, I just feel like it's a waste of time to commute 10 minutes to the gym when I can exercise at home. But reliable, so I would say 80% of the success is the trigger. The trigger, which is solid, you can rely on it, it's predictably repeating. That's why, for example, the morning ritual is so common, because everybody wakes up in the morning. That's the trigger to start the ritual. For me, I immediately go to the bathroom and then I do the other thing and the other thing. And we all have some morning rituals. Some people just hit the snooze button a few times. Others are starting from a coffee and so on and so on. But that's the most reliable habit. Everyone has it in their lives. And the next best is actually a habit you already have. That's why also the morning ritual is so powerful. You are waking up every day. So for me, it's like I go to the bathroom and then I do a series of push-ups, some other exercises. I gulp 2-3 glasses of water. I stretch while listening to a podcast. I pray. I repeat my personal mission statement. So this is a string, you know, one activity ends, the other is starting. The end point for one habit is the trigger for another. That's why it's reliable. Yeah, it's already in your brain.
Yes.
And so then you can build on it. Speaking of shortcuts, developing a habit is also about just, you know, saving this habit loop. Yeah. So if you can perform it multiple times a day, you will develop much, much faster the habit. For example, you can decide, okay, every time I go through the door, I will smile.
Right.
And because we are going through the doors so many times a day, okay, of course, the first day you will fail half of the time, but the second will be a bit better. And in matter of weeks, not months, you will have it automatic, completely automatic, because you repeated it so many times. So always in the same circumstances, the same thing happens, so your brain recognizes it. For example, I had one of my small habits to improve fitness was whenever I have some stairs in front of me, I will run instead of walking. And yeah, I implemented that. I forgot about that. It became automatic. I remember several months down the road, I'm at work going to the second floor and someone was in front of me, so I couldn't run and I felt uneasy. What's going on here? Okay, my body wants to run because yes. I'm on stage.
Okay, thank you so much, Michael, for sharing that tips and tricks with our audiences, and I'm sure they'll find that helpful. Also, at this point, I just wanted to let you guys know, if you do want to know more about Michael, and if you have any questions regarding habits or anything you would like to connect with Michael, you can do that by visiting in our website, www.activeaction.fm, and just search Michael's name and you'll find his links to his bio and social. So if you want to connect with him, that's there. Apart from that, Michael, I wanted to now know a bit about you, your work. Can you tell me, I know you're a very successful author and business coach, so can you share a bit about your success with our audiences? Like, what's your secret to success?
And the secret to success is consistency, always. Come on. because this is how you build skills. And why is that the key to success? Because we are wired for that. There is a great book, The Talent Code, which talks about, yet again, research. They try to figure out why in some places, like one sport event makes like the whole nation to start training something and be successful at it. They research, but in the short, it's biology. In our brains, when we repeat something, we create a neural path. Then when we repeat it more and more, it becomes more robust, wider, stronger. And then when we keep doing that, a substance called myelin is like encompassing this neural path, and the impulses are even stronger and even faster. So we are biologically wired to improve on anything we do consistently. And it applies to everything. I was a database administrator in my day job. And I sat next to the guy who was expert. He wasn't that interested in databases, but he was the expert. He went to Microsoft conferences and he was correcting Trailgain because he knew more. So I sit next to him for a few years, then change job. I got a very challenging project and I crushed it. And I was like, wonderful. How come? Like, I didn't really have the skills. I credit it all to sitting next to Bogdan for a few years. Like, I just absorbed something. This is what I was talking about earlier. We are mimicking at every level, even when it comes to such abstract concepts like managing or optimizing a database.
Right. Thank you so much. Wonderful explanation. And I really agree with you, Michael. It's very important to stay patient, but most importantly, to stay consistent if you do want to achieve a particular goal. Can you please let us know a little bit about your books, Michael? So what have you written about and what can our listeners get to learn or get to know from those?
So my books are about personal development. I have 19 other and at least 16 are based on my own experience and of course my own studies and some research. But, you know, I tried those tips and methods. I implemented most of them. And that's how I progressed. So I documented that, and those are my books. Yes, and I have a couple co-authored books about just stories about habits, 99 habit stories, for example. And you can find my books, of course, on Amazon, but they should be everywhere. I use distributors. Wherever you can find books, my books should be there.
And these are like very high rated as well. So I really encourage our audiences to go into the website in Amazon and check the books out. And I'll just give the link here. If you're listening to a podcast in audio, do visit amazon.com/michael-stawicki/e/b O-O-D-O-M-N-D-J-U. And if you do have any questions again, please feel free to reach out to Michael. Thank you so much again for joining this podcast. And I really wish the best for you and your future ventures. Before logging off from the episode, do you want to share anything with our audiences?
Thank you very much, Dr. Nazi, for having me. It was a pleasure. I always love to talk about habits and share whatever I learned. So thank you. What can I say to the audience? Well, I will tell a quote that changed my life when I read The Slight Edge, and like the whole book was around this concept. Success is a few simple disciplines repeated over time. And I found it very, very true in my life, because before I started writing, I was just a miserable corporate cog and I wasn't happy with my life. My health wasn't that great. My relationships were pretty terrible because I was very, very shy. But I gave myself a chance. I tried small, repeatable actions in different areas of my life, and it always worked. You don't have to be ambitious. You need to be consistent. You need to be able to sustain your activity, not to lose half of your body weight or run a marathon or whatever else. Small steps, repeated, will bring you success.
Thank you so much, dear Michael. Ask my listeners to take this away as food of thought that you need to be consistent again, and you need to have patience and just work towards your goal and do something that you like. It's not a good idea just to earn the livelihood being stuck on a particular kind of thing that you don't enjoy. Even if that has to be done, even if you have to earn your livelihood, you can definitely do something for your passion by from side, you know, because it's very helpful for your mental and spiritual well-being. Thank you so much again, Michael, for sharing those words of wisdom with our audiences. I wish you the very best of luck, and I'll keep in touch with you. Take care. Dear listeners, thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I encourage you to keep staying with us and listen to the future episodes as well. If you do find this episode valuable, please feel free to share this with your friends and family. And also, if you do find value to our contents, please don't forget to provide a tip in our virtual tip jar at www.activeaction.fm/tip. I encourage everyone to stay active and take action in your own life. Take care. I'll meet you in the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Oh, one more thing. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Get started for free. Visit our website, activeaction.fm/supporter, for more information. Take care, stay active, and take action.